listening to WMFO in Medford.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt of the world. 'Cause this old man is going to town. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business. I'm going to open up a nightclub called the Tree of Forgiveness and forgive everybody ever done me any harm. Why, I might even invite a few choice critics, those syphilitic parasitics. Buy them a pint of Smithix and smother them with my charm. 'Cause then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Yeah, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you gonna do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm gonna go find my mom and dad. And good old brother Doug, well, I bet him and cousin Jackie are still cutting up a rug. I wanna see all my mama's sisters, 'cause that's where all the love starts. I miss them all like crazy. Bless their little hearts. And I always will remember these words my daddy said. He said, "Buddy, when you're dead, you're a dead peckerhead." I hope to prove him wrong. That is, when I get to heaven. 'Cause I'm going to have a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Yeah, this old man is going to town.
WMFO Medford, how you doing? 10:08 in the morning. Mike on the mic. 10:09. It always happens to me. Anyway, here till 10:30 playing Freeform, and at 10:30, as I've been telling you all morning, Kirsten from Something About the Women's going to join in, and we're going to talk to Genya Raven on the phone. Yeah, I did. Genya Raven, that's who we're going to talk to at 10:30. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right here. So let me tell you what we played here in the last set. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds was our new noise. Brand new single called This Is The Place from an upcoming EP. The band Mo, that's all lowercase M-O-E period. Great cover on their 2001 Dither CD of In A Big Country. Let's see, who did that song, In A Big Country? Who did that? It was In A Big Country. They named the song the same as their band. Yeah, hard to remember. Guster, just after that, kind of a big, long opus that they did back in 2006. Ganging Up on the Sun was the name of the CD. That was Ruby Falls. The Fix, an alternate version of Red Skies from 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Collection. The Best of The Fix is Red Skies. And John Prine, always cool to hear John Prine. from a 2018 effort called The Tree of Forgiveness. That was When I Get to Heaven. Always nice to hear that. All right, remember, 20 minutes from now, Genya Raven and Kirsten from Something About the Women will be here, and we'll have that for you at 10:30 a.m. For now, brand new noise for the next set, something new from the Stereophonics. This one is called Fly Like an Eagle, but it's not what you think. You'd be wrong if you thought that's what it was. You could think so. Anyway, new noise here at WMFO, Medford.
Thinking about quitting, think it's time now. Think it's all over, quiet my mind. Everybody's laughing, everybody's sure. Nothing seems likely, nothing's unknown. Did you ever feel like everything's falling? To fly like an eagle into the dawning. You know I always feel like the blinds are drawing. To fly like an eagle and dead to reborn. And hey, hey, my, everything's gonna be alright. Hey, hey, my, everything's gonna be just fine. Maybe I'm dead, maybe I'm leaving. Hearts like lead. Something feels missing, something ain't right. Remember first kissing, my heart fell wide. Did you ever feel like everything's falling? To fly like an eagle into the dawning. You know skies are falling. To fly like an eagle and dead to reborn. And hey, hey, my, my, everything's gonna be alright. Hey, hey, my, my, everything's gonna be just fine. My, my, everything's gonna be alright. Hey, hey, my, my, everything's gonna be just fine. Be
it's the color of the sun cut flat, uncovering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. Mama, you're just on my mind. Please don't put me down or get upset, I am not pleading. Or saying I can't forget. I do not walk the floor by down a bent, but yet, Mama, you're just on my mind. Say words like yes or no, please understand me. I'm not calling for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. Mama, you just on my mind. Up in the morning, maybe look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be there. But I'd be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, brava!
Yo, what's up? don't believe me, think you ain't, but you is. Making me so thirsty, wanna make you my biz. I'm strictly talking facts, cause you just say what you need. So come and sit with me, let me give you a kiss. And just need some room at the top of my list. I wanna know if we is fucking or we doing this shit. Cause, and it's listen, baby, been down. Wanna tell you where I'm coming from and all about. It's like, when you're fishing out in the world, anything's pop up, I wanna make you my girl. Cause you got mad stacks, you got bad backs. I got blood and I wanna get rich now.
there. This is Kirsten from Something About the Women. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. I have just kidnapped the microphone from Mike on the Mic.
Hey!
Hey, and I am not giving it back because I have Genya Raven, who is going to be our live interview. And just to give you some background, Genya is the lead singer of some really great bands, including The Escorts, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, and 10 Wheel Drive. After seeing the band at a party for the Rolling Stones, Goldie and the Gingerbreads were signed to Atlantic subsidiary Atco Records. They then traveled and worked with a lot of bands in the UK, which I'm sure that Genya will tell us a lot about. Goldie and the Gingerbreads were the first all-girl rock band in history to be signed by a major label and climb the charts. So how about that? The band toured with Rolling Stones, the Yardbirds, the Kinks, and Manfred Mann. And that's not all. Genya has produced work of others, was a part of the CBGB movie, and continues on her solo career. She has also written an amazing memoir, Lollipop Lounge. And here at WMFO, we are so happy that Genya has taken the time out to share her experience with us. And thanks to Mike Newman and Mike Stewart for helping this happen. And Lou from Rumbar Records. And with no further ado, let's put Genya on. You there?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Well, you can, huh? Hello, Medford. So I'm on the air. My dog, I have to stop him from yapping, so I have to stick a bone in his mouth now. So how are you?
We are good. We are so happy that you are here, and I've really enjoyed reading your book. I can say it is fascinating read, absolutely. I think I am up to the 70s, and I kind of set up our playlist today to kind of follow your trajectory. So I wonder how you feel about talking about when you first came to the U.S. and how you first got introduced to music, your first time on stage.
Oh, not at all. I would love to talk about that. I mean, you know, that's a big part of my history, obviously. Well, I mean, I came over to the United States. It was 1947, and I couldn't speak a word of English. So basically, how I learned English was through music. Isn't that something? Yeah. And and you know, I have so much to say. I don't even know where to start. You know, one time Ornette Coleman, we were rehearsing together, and I told him my story. How I learned music. I mean, I learned English through music, and he said, "Oh, that's it." He goes, "That's what it is. Your ears were sponges when you were that age, and you had to learn English, and you learned it through beats, you know." And it all made sense to him. And I, all of a sudden, I thought about that. I went, "Oh, you know, that's so true. All of my stuff was based on rhythm, all my language, everything, which is why my writing, these days anyway, is coming much easier for me than I ever thought it would. But, so we moved to the Lower East Side, naturally. We came over by ship, Ellis Island, and where they changed my name from Genyusha, which is Genya, to Goldie.
Uh-huh, and that's where Goldie came from.
That's it, yes. They Americanized our names.
Uh-huh.
And Ellis Island. That my sister was Halinka. They call her Helen. I don't know where Goldie came from. I mean, Goldie, you know, what does that have to do with Genya? I found out later from a Polish window washer that Genyusha really meant Genevieve. But you know, that would have changed my whole personality.
Right. Genevieve, I mean, and the Gingerbreads doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it?
Genevieve and the Gingerbreads, stop it. It sounds like a bakery. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, doo-wop music is my roots. You could hear it through all of my music, even with 10 Wheel Drive, which, you know, I'll get to in a bit. But I'm sure you'll get to it before I do.
Absolutely. Well, some of the music that we have lined up include Harvey and the Moonglows, and then your song, Pedal to the Metal, and a Shel Silverstein song, which actually, I hope that I've queued up the correct song and is actually Shel Silverstein singing?
Well, you know, I have to tell you something. This is just too weird. When it's in the, when it's in the vibes, it's in the vibes, you know, when it's in the air. I was a friend of Shel's, and Shel was also a photographer. And I was, before I knew I could sing, I was doing cheesecake modeling. And, yeah, so he, Shel, was doing a story on a nudist colony in Pennsylvania. And he asked me if I wanted to go with him. I said, yeah, as long as you don't show my face.
Oh.
And it was in Playboy. And anyway, that's the Shel Silverstein story.
You got to spend some spectacular time with him.
20 lives already, so I mean, it's hard to decipher which to talk about. Anyway, so you were saying, I'm sorry.
Well, and then you have a CD that has a title, Cheesecake Girl.
That's right. Now, that's an important album as well as Icon. Cheesecake Girl, all the songs on there that I wrote, okay, are to the paragraphs of the book. It's kind of like a score to my book, you know, because down the line there is talk about that becoming a film, Lollipop Lounge, my book. It's already been an off-Broadway play, and we're still actually, well, the Playhouse is still looking to put it on Broadway. So, you know, I mean, so there's a lot going on in my life right now. You know, and I'm kind of happy about it. And I tell you, I'm really happy about your station. You guys, whether you know it or not, you probably do, have been a great supporter of Genya Raven for years. And Boston is kind of where I broke out of. You know, it's a wonderful music place. You know, and then your station is truly important to many of us. Believe me.
Well, thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we start in with some of your influences and some of your early work, and we'll get back on the microphone after this first set.
Love it. Thank you, Kirsten.
You are welcome.
Please say you'll be mine. Oh, Lord. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Goodbye, please.
Hi, I'm Cedric Ellis for PETA. Who can forget the haunting images of animals left behind barely clinging to life after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast? Hurricanes, flash floods, earthquakes, and wildfires can affect us all, but animals are often the most vulnerable victims. If you're forced to evacuate, protect your entire family and never leave your animals behind. Make plans for their safety now before disaster strikes. For tips on disaster preparedness, visit PETA.org.
Okay, well, once again, we're back with Genya Raven, and this is WMFO, and Genya, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
So that was a fun first set, and really showed some of your influences in your own work.
Yeah, that was a very good set.
Thank you. I guess that I was corrected. For some reason, I thought that was actually Shel Silverstein singing Sylvia's Mother. But
right.
I've been corrected.
Okay.
But then we ended that set with a song from your own CD. And let me see the CD, please. Cheesecake Girl. And that was Cobblestones. And that was probably, as you had mentioned, really kind of speaks to your time with Goldie and the Gingerbreads.
Yeah. Let me see. That song, Cobblestones, really tells about us first going over to England. I'm not going to go through the whole story of how we got there, but that song is all about, you know, touring with the Stones and the Yardbirds and the Kinks. And the lyric at the beginning is, listen here, it was 1965, London was swinging, the music alive. We were dancing in Trafalgar Square, digging all the boys with their long, long hair. So that kind of is the introduction to that song. So, yeah, it puts you in the time of 65 and what I was doing with Goldie and the Gingerbreads.
Yes, that's,
you know,
the
my
stage.
Band. Yeah. An all-girl band, honey, the first.
One of the things I found interesting when I was reading your book is that, and I didn't realize this, you mentioned how when musicians would travel from the U.S., the UK, that they had to reciprocate in a way, so you almost had to, like, it's almost like trading baseball teams, right?
It was exactly. It was actually a very good thing. The government had done this trade type thing with bands as well. I mean, you know, that's when it was coming into reality of how much bands can make and what it did for your country and whatever else. And it really did start with the Beatles, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was the place to be. You'll notice that a lot of artists, including Chrissy Hynde and Blondie, a lot of artists went to England to try to make it in the U.S. And that's what we did, Goldie and the Gingerbreads. We went over to the U.K. We actually lived there for 2 years. We were managed by Mike Jeffries, who was managing the Animals at the time. And we did a song, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, which charted us. And we became huge in the U.K. Next thing we know, we're very excited thinking, okay, this is going to become a hit in the States. And then we go back to the States, you know. I was wrong, because Herman's Hermits covered it. And they got a number one with it in the U.S. So we were just like cursing our way through.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it didn't work out. You know what? If you want to make God laugh, make plans. That's what I heard.
That's how the saying goes. You know, we're almost at the top of the hour. I